Hello and welcome to an introduction to business at Christian Leaders Institute. My name is Dr. Charles Streeter, and I'll be your professor for this course. So whether you're joining me from a bustling city in Nigeria, a quiet village in the Philippines, in the heart of Europe, or right here in the United States, I'm so glad that you're here. During this course, we're going to look at many different topics in the world of business, and I just want to do a quick and brief overview of what we're going to explore before we jump into our first topic. So we're going to look at how businesses are structured both legally and functionally. We're going to discuss what makes a great leader. We'll dive into the world of marketing and talk about products, from building them to getting them into the customer's hands. We'll also look at financial aspects of business, focusing on the United States, but these concepts are pretty universal. And lastly, how you can start your own business. But today, we're diving into the question that seems simple, but is really quite profound. What is business? Let's explore this together. At its core, business is the activity of making one living by producing or buying and selling goods or services. But that is just the surface. Business is about solving problems. It's about creating value. And ultimately, it's about serving people. Think about it. Every time you buy a loaf of bread, eggs, ride a bus, use a mobile app, you're interacting with the businesses. Businesses are the engines that drive economies, create jobs, and improve lives. But every business is more than just money. It's about relationships, ethics, and purpose. Let's take a moment to reflect on what the Bible says about work and enterprise, because I believe it's really important that we have a foundation from Scripture. In Genesis 2:15, we read, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it." So from the very beginning, work was part of God's design. It wasn't a punishment, it was a purpose. We are here for a purpose. And Proverbs 22:29, it says, "Do you see a man skillful in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men." This verse reminds us that excellence in business is honorable. Skill, diligence, integrity are not just good business practices. They are spiritual virtues. And in Colossians 3:23, we're told, "Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord, and not for men." This means that business, when done with the right heart, can be a form of worship, no matter what that business entails. Business looks different depending on where you are in the world. In Japan, business culture emphasizes respect, harmony, and long-term relationships. In Brazil, personal connections and flexibility are key. But in the United States, we've seen a shift where somebody may join a company for a long period of time, to where now the average tenure is 2 to 3 years. But no matter where you are, the principles of business remain the same. You identify a need, you offer a solution, you deliver value, and you operate ethically. Whether you're selling coconuts on a beach in the Bahamas, which if you are, please let me know, I'd love to join you, or launching a tech startup in the Silicon Valley or Austin, Texas, these principles apply. So let's dive a little deeper. Why do businesses exist? Why do we need them? Well, some say it's to make a profit, and yes, profit is important. It keeps the business alive, but profit is not the purpose. It's the result. The true purpose of business is to serve. Peter Drucker, one of the most influential thinkers in business, said, "The purpose of business is to create a customer." In other words, businesses exist to meet needs, to make life better, to bring solutions. When we want to do well, profit follows. But if you provide a great product but have no ethics, the business is going to be going down the wrong path. A business without ethics is like a ship without a compass. It might move fast. It might go agile. But in the end, it's going to head for disaster. We have seen countless people fail in business. Once the public notices, i.e. the customers, we see the unethical and sometimes criminal behavior. In Proverbs 11, we read, "The Lord detests dishonest scales, but accurate weights find favor with him." This verse speaks directly to business practices. Honesty matters, fairness matters, transparency matters. In today's world, where corruption and exploitation can be found in many corners, ethical business stands out like a light in the darkness. But there's good news. Ethical businesses are not only morally right, they're also more sustainable. People trust them, employees stay longer, and customers come back. So what kind of mindset should you have as a business student? Here are three key traits I believe that are important. First, curiosity. Always ask questions. Why does it work? How does it work? And how can it be better? Creativity. Business is not just numbers, it's innovation. Lastly, courage. It takes guts to start a business. Businesses fail, but that doesn't mean that you are a failure. You don't have to be an entrepreneur or even be like one. You can still work at a company. You can run your own business. You can serve in a nonprofit. But trying to keep that entrepreneurial mindset will serve you well. I want to end with a powerful idea. Business can be a force for good. It can lift people out of poverty. It can bring clean water to villages. It can create jobs for single mothers. It can fund education, and it can heal communities. In Matthew 5:16, Jesus says, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Your business can be that light. You don't have to choose between making money and making a difference. You can do both. So whether you dream of launching a company, managing a team, or simply understanding how the world works, you're in the right place. Thank you for joining me today. I hope this session has inspired you, maybe challenged you, and maybe even changed the way you see business. Remember, you are made to create, to serve, and to lead. See you in the next video. God bless.